Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As much as we enjoy this music, we've got to put on Lee Sterling's music because he's rolling.
Oh, dude, whatever he wants, do it for Lee.
Rolling, rolling.
Lee Sterling is rolling, he is really rolling, winning us some money, Lee Sterling! All right, that's not bad. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. You can check out his website, ParamountSports.com, ParamountSports.com. And I always remind you, he does not pay us to come on. We do not pay him to come on. We enjoy talking with him. Last week, he was 5-3-1. He picked 9 games for us last week. Now, most handicappers, you know, they'll give you the, I don't have action on that one or whatever. Get picked 9 games. So 5-3-1. Hurricanes were a winner. He had the Dolphins plus points, but that was just a lean. That really wasn't his pick. So it's really 5-2-1, if you want to be honest about it. FAU at Ball State, that was a winner. Florida pushed. That was the Kentucky game. FSU, that was a loser by just a point, though. He had FSU plus 8. They lost by 7. FIU, that was a big winner over New Hampshire. His blowout special, UCF, that was an easy winner. He had TCU over Purdue, that was a winner. And then he had the Steelers over Seattle. That was a loser, but again, Roethlisberger went down. So here is our friend Lee Sterling, who's rolling. Hello, Lee.
How are you guys? I'm feeling great.
How you like that song? You like that song?
I love it. How can you not like a song for a TV show where Clint Eastwood was the lead?
I mean, it just says winner. It says winner all over it. Let's keep going with it. I want to jump right in. Tonight, there's a game. FIU, the Panthers, they're at Louisiana Tech, and FIU is getting 6.5 points.
I think they're trying to trap you here. They want you to play Louisiana Tech, but Louisiana Tech in one of their games this year, they had trouble with Grambling. They were, in fact, almost outstatted in the game at home. They're better on the road. They're 1-7 the last 8 games in conference play at home. FIU, it looks like James Morgan will be back for this game. He didn't play in the game last week. He has 2 big-time targets. He has a tight end, a kid named Sterling Palmer. I love the name Sterling. I mean, how can you not like this kid? So Sterling Palmer, he's a sophomore. How this guy slipped through the cracks? He's 6'6", 245. He'll be a first or second round pick. He is that good. They got a receiver, Austin Maloney. He had 30 targets last year, 30 targets, balls that were catchable. He caught every single ball. He's the home run hitter. I think FIU pulls off the outright winner here, 30-28.
All right, let's go Butch Davis.
All starts tonight.
Let's go Butch Davis. Let me ask you about the Hurricanes before I give you some other college games that are of interest to us. The Hurricanes, last I looked, they're 29.5 point favorites tomorrow over Central Michigan.
Central Michigan is horrible. Another team that they've had injuries. They've lost their quarterback. They've lost their top running back. You know, they're coached by an ex-Florida coach. I mean, right there tells you play on Miami, blowout city. Miami 63, Central Michigan 3.
Hey, Lee, you ain't got to do that, man.
You were saying that you – Crowder said earlier in the show that you hope Miami blows them out because you hate Jim McElwain.
Boy, McElwain messed us up for years.
Yeah. All right, here's some other games of note for local listeners, okay, that, you know, colleges and universities down here that we're all interested in. Florida State, the Willie Taggart-led Seminoles, are a 7-point favorite over Louisville.
Here's the problem with Willie Taggart. He doesn't even realize what a mistake he made not clocking the ball with 4 seconds to go. They didn't. The offensive line seemingly did not even know what the play was. It goes for a loss. They lose the game. poor coaching, little discipline. We have a defense that doesn't make stops. But here's the problem. And Louisville is much improved over last year. Their quarterback, Juwan Pass, is not 100%. Florida State finally gets a cover here, 35-27.
I don't know. I don't know if I could bet Florida State. I'm just such a non-believer.
You said I got to play. That's my lean.
Okay.
That's my least favorite game of every game we're going to discuss.
UCF, that was your big banger last week, and you were correct. UCF is a 10.5-point favorite at Pitt.
Still some value with UCF. They destroyed Pitt last year. They won 45-14. They had 568 offensive yards. One of the things I look at, and I'm going to talk about this in this game and the Florida game, is pace of play. If you're going to lay double digits, you better get off a lot of plays. And UCF does that. They're number 9 out of 130 teams. They get off over 77 plays per game. They're playing a team, Pittsburgh. They got to the one-yard line, and the head coach, what does he do on fourth down? Three times he couldn't get in, down by 7 points with 5 minutes to go in the game. He kicks a 18-yard field goal. I would never put my money on Pittsburgh's coach. UCF has won 27 of 28 games. They keep winning. I think you put them in the semifinal here, make it 28-29. I like UCF. I think they double up Pitt 40-20.
I mean, you are music to UCF fans' ears. They need people shouting for them to be in the semifinal, right?
Well, they deserve it. Dylan Gabriel. I mean, cradle of quarterbacks. It's not Pennsylvania anymore. It's Hawaii.
Florida, Crowder's Florida Gators, are a 14-point favorite over this disastrous Tennessee team. What do you got there?
Well, I talked about pace of play. Florida getting off only 65 plays per game. That ranks 115 out of 130. So they got to make the most out of those plays. Now, I think Kyle Trask is going to be a better quarterback to lead this team. Less turnovers, but maybe not as many big plays here. Strange series. Series visitor, 7-3-1 against the spread here. Tennessee's got talent. They just haven't been able to put it together. I think it's going to be a tight game. This is a rivalry game here. This used to be the 3:30 game every Saturday, you know, mid to late September. I think Florida wins 27-20, but I'm taking the 14 points.
Tennessee plus the points. Yep. Okay. Lee Sterling, again, professional sports gambler, professional sports handicapper, and you can check out his website, ParamountSports.com. FAU, Lane Kiffin's FAU Owls, they are a 35-point favorite over Wagner, whatever that is.
I know nothing about Wagner. Couldn't find much at all. I knew enough about New Hampshire to make a play. We're gonna stay away from this game.
Yeah, I mean honestly, especially if FAU's a 35-point favorite over somebody, you gotta wonder what they're playing. No offense to FAU and
we had them last week. I mean, it was a great play against Ball State, but sometimes you just gotta stay away from a game.
Have you ever seen Lee NFL lines like what we're seeing with Dolphins and Cowboys and Jets and Patriots?
I mean, no. There's only five times since 1987 where we've seen lines of 20 points or higher. I mean, we're in uncharted territory. I think it's a combination. You have two really bad teams, and then on top of the way that football is played now. I mean, teams throw the football. Whoever thought, you know, guys like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson would be leading teams, you know, that run, throw. I mean, pretty soon they're going to start throwing the ball behind their back, you know, to fool defenses. So, I think it's interesting. I like the play calling by a lot of these teams and the weapons and the matchups. But no, it's maybe soon we might see a 30-point line if Miami keeps losing. If they were to play New England and something that game mattered and it was like week 13 or 14 and they keep losing like this, I think the line would have been 28-30 points.
Crazy, man. So yep. I know a lot of professional sports handicappers, gamblers, and whatnot. They just leery to give this many points in an NFL game.
No, in Miami, you know, their defense didn't play bad. You know, you make a couple catches. Parker makes that catch on that bomb. That they don't have, you know, two interceptions for touchdowns. Not that they're in the game, but you know they could have covered that game, and they will improve. And you know, I hear people talking about we don't know the players. I'm getting to learn all their names because I see them chasing after guys as they're chasing them into the end zone.
That's not good, Lee.
That's not the way you want someone to learn your name. Yeah. So what are you going to do with this Dolphins-Dallas game? Are you going to bet it?
I'm going to bet it. I'm going to take Dallas here. I think as long as the line stays under 24, and it is right now, I am winning the game here 31-3. I think the Dolphins, I don't see any of their offensive linemen starting for any team. They're just not good enough, and they're not getting enough pressure on the quarterback, which hurts, you know, and now depleted secondary without Minka Fitzpatrick. So I'm going to take Dallas. I'm winning the game 31-3.
Now, finally, three random bets. These are your choice. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. The website, ParamountSports.com. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. If you want to go to the website, that's your choice. But we give you three random bets. You've been on fire.
We're going to go with Missouri. Missouri Tigers playing South Carolina. Missouri just has not been able to beat South Carolina, but South Carolina coming off a draining game at home against Alabama. I think they feel good about themselves. Every year, there's a couple teams, they lose that first game, and they'll reel off six or seven straight covers in a row. I think it's Missouri. Missouri's offense is dynamic. They opened up the season. They lost to Wyoming. It was a weird matchup. And I just think that South Carolina's offense, six turnovers already in three games, and South Carolina beat them last year in a driving rainstorm. And Missouri had the ball inside the 28 times, only came away with three touchdowns here. So I think Missouri, they double up South Carolina, 42-21. Another game is Tulsa, not pretty, against Wyoming. You have to probably search far and wide to find this game, but I like the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Under-the-radar team, played really well against Oklahoma State, deserved the cover last week. It was a 7-point game starting the fourth quarter. They have a transfer quarterback in Zach Smith. A lot of people don't know about him, but he's revved up the offense, and he's already played against Michigan State and Oklahoma State. Wyoming, the nation's lowest pass completion percentage at 39% here. Wyoming is a fake 3-0. They'll be 3-1 after this week. Tulsa by double digits, 34-24. And in the NFL, we're going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Steelers are...
Oh, what are you doing to
they
us?
Got, they got their backs against the wall. This is the game. Jimmy G, 2-0. They're feeling great about themselves. Pittsburgh, James Washington, remember, he used to team up with this kid that he's going to be playing quarterback for, Mason Rudolph, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were teammates. They have a great connection. Don't be surprised if you see maybe a little Benny Snell running back. I think they're going to rotate three guys with James Conner and Jalen Samuels here. Joe Staley's out for San Francisco, one of the top three or four linemen in the NFL. Pittsburgh's going to get four or five sacks on Jimmy G. Upset. Wrong team's favorite, Pittsburgh 27-23.
They were talking about this game on NFL Network this morning. I was watching because it really is interesting because either – San Francisco is going to be 3-0, and you're going to say they're for real, or Pittsburgh is going to be 0-3, and you're going to say they're done for the season. It's a really interesting game here. All right, so Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. He likes FIU tonight, plus the points, almost likes them straight up. He likes Miami tomorrow, laying the points against Central Michigan. FSU laying the points at Louisville or against Louisville. UCF again. He likes Tennessee getting the points against Florida. He likes the Cowboys laying all those points against the Dolphins, Papa. And his three random bets, Missouri over South Carolina, Tulsa over Wyoming, and the Steelers against the Niners. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys. Let's keep rolling.
Let's keep rolling, man. For real. Let's keep rolling.
Why did we listen to me last night?
I don't know. That was a really bad bet.
That's what we got friends for. Y'all talked me off the ledge.
The funny thing is, you've been right for several weeks, and we didn't listen to you. And then last night, we're like, okay, yeah. And out of it in the first 5 minutes, the worst feeling with any kind of gambling, when you're just out of it in the first 5 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.